Good morning. I appreciate the opportunity to speak this morning. My name is Terry Jordan, and I reside in Portland, Maine. For almost 25 years, my family's income came from ground fishing. For over 10 of those 25 years, I represented over 30 ground fish boats on the Portland Fish Exchange as a seller rep. I have great compassion for Maine's ground fishermen. I know firsthand the hardship of the ground fishermen, the dwindled catches, and the limited days at sea. Hopefully, that will change with improved ground fish management. For the last 13 years, I have been working as a salesperson of Maine Lobster and Crab, first with Portland Shellfish Company and now with Linda Bean's Maine Lobster. I am in the national marketplace for Maine lobster every workday. Every day, I see the hardship of the Maine trap lobster fishermen. I see the low price per pound and the high cost of trap fishing, the bait, the fuel, and the boat maintenance. Certification of sustainability has been achieved for Maine, something no other New England state has achieved for its lobster, and no maritime province in Canada has achieved for its lobster. I was personally present at the Boston Seafood Show March 10th, when our Maine governor and many of our fishermen and dealers were presented the award by Rupert Howes of the Marine Stewardship Council of London. The newly achieved eligibility of the Maine trap fishery for MSC sustainability certification, boy, that was a mouthful, will have an impact on the improved marketability of Maine lobster. I am already seeing it in the marketplace. The path for Maine is clear. We must support our Maine trap lobster fishermen. There are 6,000 boats licensed. Most of them take a stern man. Those 12,000 jobs are multiplied exponentially by the trap makers, the widening rings of dealers, truckers, packagers, Maine processors, restaurants, the jobs Maine needs. Maine is experiencing a blossoming of lobster processors. They ensure the chain of custody that's required for the MSC Eco Label. The sustainable practices and discipline exercised by the Maine day boat lobster fishermen is now rewarded with a way to place our product into the best markets in the world, those that want the MSC Eco Label on them. We have that. Massachusetts, New Hampshire, they don't have it. Canada doesn't. We are out in front of all our neighbors. To dilute our prospects and our mission for the Maine fishery by promoting the dragging of lobsters outside MSC jurisdiction is not what we should be doing. It's exactly the opposite of what we should be doing. I am fully in favor of all efforts to bring our ground fishing back to sustainable levels. Our ground fishermen should be able to go ground fishing, but there are simply no fish to catch. It's a pitiable dilemma, but it will not be resolved by a hurtful practice of allowing dragging lobsters. Maine has avoided this and should continue to avoid it. When a lobster is dragged, it's like being caught up in a tornado and whirled over and over in a maelstrom of bottom materials and other fish. The quality of the beaten-up lobsters is not what we want representing the Maine lobster. Right now, we need to come forth with our best lobsters, handled in the best ways, to get the best price in the market, whether sold live or processed in one of our Maine's newly emerging processing plants. The industry needs our support, your support, now. I urge you respectfully not to pass this bill. And thank you for the opportunity to speak today.
Thank you. Any questions from the committee? Seeing none, have